Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, June 16th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Ametis Inc., NASDAQ AMTX, Q1 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Ametis Inc., AMTX, for Q1 2025. Ametis reported total revenues of $42.9 million, a decline from $72.6 million in the same period last year, attributed to delays in new government biodiesel contracts in India. The net loss for the quarter was $24.5 million, similar to the previous year, due to investments in growth initiatives and higher interest expenses. The company ended the quarter with $0.5 million in cash, boosted by $19.0 million from tax credit sales. Ametis is well positioned to benefit from U.S. policy tailwinds driving demand for low carbon fuels, particularly in ethanol and dairy RNG operations. The company's valuation ranges from $9.06 to $20.87, with a midpoint of $13.66 based on a discounted cash flow model.
Argentina emerges as uranium exploration frontier in new I-inspired article, highlighting strategic role in global uranium supply chain. Argentina has emerged as a key player in the global uranium supply chain, according to a new article by Investing News Network. The article highlights Argentina's extensive uranium potential, with projects like Blue Sky Uranium's Amarillo Grande in the Neuquén Basin. The country's pro-nuclear policies and supportive investment frameworks make it an exciting destination for uranium exploration. Chris Hogg, Chief Revenue Officer at INN, describes Argentina as a promising source of uranium for the global nuclear fuel supply chain. Learn more about Argentina's strategic advantage in uranium exploration at the Investing News Network website.
Scientists say proposed North Sea oil gas field contradict Paris climate goals. A recent study by scientists from the UCL Department of Political Science, UCL Policy Lab, and the UCL Energy Institute reveals that the proposed North Sea gas and oil field in the UK contradicts goals set under the Paris Climate Agreement. The UK government's issuance of new gas and oil exploration licenses in the North Sea goes against these climate goals. This move suggests that fossil fuels still have a significant role globally, with companies like GEMXX Corp., OTC GEM, responding to the demand for oil and gas projects despite environmental concerns.
Tech Media Breaks, SolarBank Corporation, SUUN, N, FSC-G2, advances 2.4-megawatt community solar project in Nova Scotia. SolarBank Corporation, NevThat2, has announced progress on its 2.4-megawatt DC Sydney project in Nova Scotia, valued at $4.57 million. Developed in partnership with AI Renewable Flow-Through Fund and Trimac Engineering, the project is expected to produce 2,730 megawatt-hours of clean energy annually, enough to power 221 homes and offset 900 tons of CO2. Construction is set for spring 2026, with SolarBank serving as developer and EPC contractor. The company anticipates engineering revenues and income from operations and maintenance contracts while supporting Nova Scotia's goal of reaching 80% renewable energy by 2030. UGI system upgrades in Union Township, scheduled to begin next week. UGI Utilities will begin system upgrades in Union Township next week, including an area of Winfield, on Monday, June 23rd. The project aims to enhance safety and reliability. Some homes and businesses along the project route will have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. The gas main replacement is scheduled to be finished by early September and will impact travel on various roads. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., leading to road closures, detours, and traffic delays. UGI advises that there may be interruptions to natural gas service requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. Interested parties can contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com for more information. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.